Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. European airplane maker Airbus rolled out its newest jetliner in the south of France today. The A380 is now the world's biggest passenger jet. And joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Vigeland. Tess, tell us about this new big airplane. How big is it?
Well, this is what they call a super jumbo, and it's a double-decker front to back with four aisles, 555 seats, and if they're all converted to economy class, it can hold more than 800 people. It runs on four Rolls-Royce engines and weighs 308 tons with no cargo. The takeoff speed this morning was 170 miles an hour, and one thing that's been noted about this plane is how quiet those engines are. As you said, the A380 is now the biggest plane on the planet, superseding Boeing's 747, and it's also the most expensive plane ever built. Each plane will cost about $282 million for anyone who wants to buy it.
Wow. And then with high gas prices, it must cost a lot to run.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Airbus's competitor, Boeing, for a minute. They had some good news this week, too.
They did. Two multi-billion dollar jetliner orders. Air India announced it's planning to buy up to 50 Boeing planes in a deal worth almost $7 billion. Most of them are 787s, and that's what the company is calling the Dreamliner. It's Boeing's newest plane that's expected to debut in 2008. The rest are 777s. And Air Canada ordered $6 billion worth of airplanes from Boeing, again, 777s and 787s. And this is the first big purchase for Air Canada. It just emerged from bankruptcy last fall. And these two deals come on top of others earlier this year with Northwest and Korean Airlines.
So can these new Boeing sales signal a turnaround for the company?
Well, yes, potentially. But Boeing's really been lagging behind Airbus. In fact, in 2003, for the first time in three decades, Airbus actually surpassed Boeing in the number of commercial aircraft that it delivered. And it also beat it in orders for new planes. And, you know, we'll kind of have to see as the year progresses if Boeing keeps selling so many planes. Certainly this is a pickup. But at the same time, we just had a first quarter earnings report from Boeing today, and they're down 14% to $535 million for the first quarter. And, of course, the company's also been dealing with ethics questions involving Pentagon contracts, and it's still embroiled in an ongoing battle at the WTO over subsidies. So, yeah, it's been a good week for sales, but there's a lot of backstory to resolve. And today on Marketplace, we're looking at the big payout retirees at Gillette are going to get out of the merger with Procter & Gamble. $47.
Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks a lot, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.